Moon Mysteries. By now, I think most of us know the United States is planning to go back to the moon in a couple of years. I think many of us also know it is being said they won't make the deadline and may be delayed another couple of years. China wants to also get there with a manned mission and would love it if they could beat us there. Both countries want to establish permanent bases. Is there more to this than meets the eye? Could the reason both countries want to get to the moon really a race to acquire advanced technology? Why would anyone say this? Isn't the moon devoid of any life or previous life? It turns out some very strange things have been seen on the moon and they have indications of life, whether it be by aliens who visited there and may have bases on the moon to the remote possibility we may have been there in the past and built structures on the moon and in other places throughout the solar system. A United States probe which was sent to the moon a couple of years before the Apollo program seems it may have found as many as 8 obelisks on the moon. One of which was said to be as tall as a 15-story building. The question has to be asked: if they are obelisks, how did they get there? If it were only these suspected obelisks which were seen, we might just say this is nonsense and just dismiss the entire idea of strange structures on the moon, but there have been quite a few others found. Remember how NASA said they lost the original Apollo films and photos? The theory about that is, since technology is always advancing, NASA was afraid people using sophisticated software would be able to bring things out in the film they didn't want us to see. One of these things is the remains of glass domes over some craters. It has been said this fact was already found and brought out in the background of a couple of moon still photos. It is said the glass is of a blue color and may be made of moon material. People have been talking about this for decades. They have also talked about an extremely tall crystal tower which they say is also on the surface of the moon. The idea was this was being kept from us and maybe what is left of a huge building where either aliens lived and worked or some past race of humans which went extinct. There is an old book about what is on the moon and there is a claim in it and a photograph of a debris field on the moon. You might be saying to yourself, who cares about a bunch of rocks? Here is the strange thing: it is not stones in the photo, but machine parts, and incredibly, one of the objects visible in the photo is a metallic robot head. Even if there are buildings on the moon, the last thing one would expect to find is pieces of a robot. The rest of the mechanical parts could have been used in other advanced machines. We have no idea of the purpose they had. There are certain shapes one just does not find in nature, and yet we seem to have found them on the moon. I am talking about the foundations of rectangular buildings. Yes, they seem to be there. There is a story which states we were much more advanced at one time and spread out into the solar system. We got into a war with extraterrestrial reptilians, lost and were bombed back into the Stone Age. I am not saying if there are ruins on the moon they are absolutely of human origin, but they could be. If this is so, we might even find ruins in other places we had outposts in, say for example on an asteroid or two. I would like to repeat the story of an army messenger delivering documents to a base where he met a soldier who was developing photos. The soldier called him over and said, "You have to see this," and showed him a moon photo of a base. He got scared because he felt he shouldn't be looking at this and kept quiet about this for years. There is also a story about an alien craft which was sitting on the edge of a crater, and it is said a secret Apollo mission was sent to the moon to examine it. When the astronauts figured out how to get inside the craft, they were stunned to find the body of an alien woman perfectly preserved sitting in what seemed to be the pilot's chair. It is said the craft was dated to be over 1 million years old. There is more to this story because what seemed to be a cover story to hide the fact it may have been true came out. A man said he made it up. This was at a time when all the UFO sightings were being denied by the government. There are several videos which were taken with telescopes which show UFOs flying across the moon. One of the strange things about the moon was the fact astronauts saw lights coming out from one of the craters. Could it be there are alien bases under the surface of the moon? NASA has said if we build bases there, putting them inside old lava tubes would be beneficial and protect the bases. Perhaps aliens also thought about this idea and decided to beat us to the tubes. We are not the only ones to spot something which looks like a building on the moon. China's Utita rover spotted a cube-shaped building-like structure on the dark side of the moon recently. China is calling the object the Mystery Hut. Buzz Aldrin was a former astronaut. Buzz and Neil Armstrong were on the surface of the moon when Neil switched to the medical channel for privacy and told NASA they were being watched by UFOs parked on the edge of a crater. The broadcast was accidentally picked up by a ham radio operator. In one of the NASA photos, the crater was photographed with what looks exactly like a satellite dish in it. This certainly looks like human technology, which could indicate we already have a base there. Lastly, there is an object on the moon which looks like a bridge. The last question I have is, why were the trips to the moon really stopped, or were they?